You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on August 18th, 2022. This week, we're going to be talking about a man suing the national healthcare provider for his body-altering transgender surgery that he was pressured into having without consideration of his mental health. There are some important points for us to consider with this story, especially as transgenderism becomes more mainstream and surgeries like this will become more common. For links to the story as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/08-1822. Now for our story this week. A man is suing healthcare provider over trans surgery. From FaithWire, a British man is planning to sue the United Kingdom's National Health Service for granting him transgender body-altering surgery without, in his view, considering his mental illness. Heron, who is homosexual, said he has battled depression much of his life and, as a young person, dealt with feelings of gender dysphoria and ultimately decided, with significant prompting, that physically altering his body was the only answer to his problems. That surgery, which rendered him sterile and incontinent, was the biggest mistake of his life, he told the news outlet. Many of his problems stem back to 2 30-minute appointments with a psychiatrist at the Northern Region Gender Dysphoria Service, a branch of the NHS. In 2014, he was diagnosed as transsexual and was prescribed medication to block his natural testosterone development in preparation for surgery. Soon thereafter, Heron began dressing as a female and going by the name Abby. He was actually referred for the irreversible surgery in July 2015, just mere months after he had been speedily diagnosed as transsexual. Unsure, Heron turned it down. He was referred for surgery again in 2017, but once more declined it. He was allegedly told that if he didn't accept the referral, he'd be discharged altogether from the NHS Newcastle Gender Clinic, where he'd received care since early 2015. The therapy he'd been receiving, he said, was a lifeline. So the ultimatum sent him into a tailspin and left him feeling as if he had been painted into a corner. He even had family members urge the clinic to consider his history of mental illness. But those warnings reportedly went unheeded. Feeling as if he had no choice, Heron yielded to the NHS clinic. He went under the knife May 23, 2018. That story will be linked in the show notes. However, I do want to give a disclaimer that it does contain some language that might be a little bit uncomfortable, especially because it discusses gender-altering surgery and what is involved in that. There's also a quote from the individual in which he uses the Lord's name in vain, and that quote is actually in the title of the article. So be aware of those things if you do want to follow that link and read the article. It's no secret, though, that transgenderism is being pushed on our society today. And while this story is from the United Kingdom, the same sort of thing is going on here in the United States as well. It used to be that the feeling of being a woman trapped in a man's body, or vice versa, was seen as a mental, emotional, or psychological issue. Now, with the surgeries and hormone treatments that have been developed, we are now hearing about so-called gender-affirming surgeries that really do nothing more than disfigure one's body, as is what happened to this man. But they do not address the underlying mental, emotional, and psychological issues. There are a few points I want us to be reminded about as we think about this story. First, there is an inherent connection between transgenderism and mental health issues. In the article that I wrote on transgenderism a couple years ago in the series that I put together on social issues, I cited some statistics on transgenderism and mental health. Particularly, I was focusing on those statistics regarding teenagers, but the same problem would exist beyond that to include this individual in this news story. But from that article from a couple years ago, some of the findings that I pointed out there was that 63% of teens who claim to be transgender have previously been diagnosed with at least one mental health disorder or neurodevelopment disability. And another statistic says the attempted suicide rate of transgender adolescents are alarmingly high. Roughly 50% of transgender females, 40% of gender nonconforming teens, which claim to be neither exclusively male nor female, and 30% of transgender males have attempted suicide. 96% of transgender teens engage in some form of self-harm. Now, that article contains links that talk more about each of those statistics, but we need to remember, as much as people are pushing this attempt to normalize transgenderism, it is harmful for people. And for those who are caught up in it, they need to be helped. And enabling them or persuading them and coercing them to go through these body-altering surgeries is not helping them. It's only further harming them. So we need to understand, first of all, that there is this inherent connection between transgenderism and mental health issues, which this individual here in the story that we read, he was dealing with those, but they didn't take that into account, and they pushed this surgery on him anyway. Second point is that these body-altering treatments, all they do is disfigure the body that God has made for us. The Bible teaches that when God created mankind in the beginning, he made them as male and female, Genesis 1:27. This was God's design so that men and women could complement and support one another. In last week's episode, I featured a sermon that I preached recently, which was also based on an article I wrote a couple months ago on the passage in Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. And that passage says, "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well." And if you haven't listened to the episode last week with that sermon or checked out that article and read that yet, those will both be linked in the show notes so you can see those or listen to those. But the Bible teaches that we have to use the phrase in this psalm, we have been fearfully and wonderfully made. But the ideology that accepts and promotes transgenderism teaches that God didn't make us fearfully and wonderfully, but instead he made a mistake with certain people. They were supposed to be female, but they were born a male, or vice versa. And now man has to come along and fix what God didn't get right in the first place. That is an incredibly arrogant mindset. God actually addressed this type of mentality that man knows more than God when he spoke with Job. Job, at the end of that book, believed that throughout all of this, he was suffering unjustly and he wanted to appeal his case to God. Well, God speaks to him at the end of the book. And God said in Job 40 in verse 2, "Will the fault finder contend with the Almighty? Let him who reproves God answer it." It is foolish for us to contend with God or reprove him for something that he supposedly failed to do or something that he did wrong in our estimation. And after Job realized this error, he said in that chapter, Job 40, verses 4 and 5, "Behold, I am insignificant. What can I reply to you? I lay my hand on my mouth. Once I have spoken, and I will not answer. Even twice, and I will add nothing more." Like Job, we need to recognize our own insignificance before God and humble ourselves before him, rather than have some inflated sense of significance and think that, well, we know more than God, or we know better than God. No, these treatments and these surgeries are not fixing what God got wrong. They are disfiguring the body that was fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And then the third point is that these body-altering treatments, whether it's the surgeries, like in the case of this man from the story that we were talking about, or even other types of treatments, but these with the hormones and things like that, these body-altering treatments, they only create more problems. And they offer no solutions. Consider another quote from that article. It says, Heron believes his harrowing story could serve as a cautionary tale, telling the news website the transgender craze is an avalanche waiting to happen, noting that there are many more detransitioners like him, those who regret their body-altering surgeries and treatments waiting in the wings. Transition is now being sold to people on a mass scale, Heron said, calling it, quote, sinister. He added, in a few years, I'm sure we'll have law firms asking people if they transitioned and would like to claim compensation. His attorney, Peter Harthen, said patients like his client face a lifetime of medical care and consequences and cannot be put back together again. These surgeries, which are supposedly intended to, quote, affirm one's perceived gender, are really causing more harm than good. This one who went through this surgery immediately regretted it, and he never received any type of relief that he was supposedly going to get from this surgery. And as his attorney stated, these surgeries result in a lifetime of medical care and consequences that cannot be put back together again. And as this man said, this type of thing is being sold to people on a mass scale. And it will result in, to use his word, an avalanche of people who have so-called transitioned from being one gender to another and want to go back to the way they were before. We're going to see more people like this moving forward as this continues to be pushed in our society and more people are pressured into having these treatments and having these surgeries, and then they realize it's not what they thought it was. They realize they made a mistake. We're going to see more people like this in the future. So we need to be prepared to point them to Christ and to His Word. Because what they are feeling unfulfilled with in their own lives and in their own bodies, and what they're dealing with mentally, what they're missing is what the Lord has called us to be in Him. We need to be prepared to point them to Christ and point them to His Word, because that is the only place where there is true peace and contentment. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the story we talked about, as well as other related materials, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/08-1822. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. So if you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who'd be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story that you think might make for a good discussion, please email the link to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.